You're listening to The Music Show on RN. Nick, tell us a little about the ensemble in general and putting these instruments together. Are these instruments that belong together in the sense that, you know, say the instruments in a string quartet belong together, or is it simply a mix and match approach?
So this ensemble is a collection of traditional Chinese instruments, and I say traditional in inverted commas because a lot of the instruments have undergone changes over the past 100 years or so, and as I mentioned earlier with the erhu tuning, and so we all tune to A440 now, and we don't play in natural tuning anymore, so it's Western temperament that we aim for, which is a little bit sad, but it's one way for the Chinese orchestra concept to move forward so that we can play contemporary music. But traditionally, we have all the instruments that you might find in a Western Symphony Orchestra. So we've got woodwinds, we've got bowed strings. We do have a lot of pluck strings, which is quite interesting. And you would have heard Julia playing the zither, which often goes well with this sort of a configuration. Then we have Rory, who plays the lute, which plays the bass notes, and Pei on the soprano lute, which plays the melody, often the melody, and Billy too on the melody, and the erhu plays counter melodies, melodies, that sort of thing, and then percussion, of course. The only thing we don't really have is brass. So I've noticed, yeah, there's a lack of brass in the Chinese ensemble.
But there would be, in a traditional Chinese ensemble, there would be brass instruments as well?
We just don't have brass in China. I don't
okay.
know why.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So not just in this ensemble, but in general.
Yeah, no brass instruments. There is the instrument called the suona, which has a brass bell, but it is a descendant of the zurna, the Arabic zurna, which also is the ancestor of the oboe. They say that's the brass component, but it does have a double reed. So I guess it's more of a reed instrument than brass.
Yes, I think probably by definition it is, yes. Maybe I could put a question to Karina about your singing. Could you tell us a little about your technique? How different is it to a Western technique?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. In Chinese, folk song, the technique, sometimes the voice need forward and bright. And when we sing like love songs, we need to the voice very sweet. That's forward in face.
Yes.
Yeah, more. But Western, or just back more. Oh, like this. Yeah.
Yes.
Very different.
And does your technique vary according to the kinds of songs that you're singing? I mean, for instance, if you're the folk song that we heard you sing before, but if you were singing opera, would that be a different technique?
For the breath support, I think that's the same. So that's why the Chinese students now, they learn the technique. They will learn more about opera technique to support it. But if we sing Chinese folk song, we just use our own way.
Right, okay.
Yeah, yes.
And you're going to finish off by doing an art song for us, I think. Maybe, could you tell us about this, Karina?
Yeah, that song's name is Da Di Fei Ge. This song is not like a very folk song. It's just use it in the ceremony, some big ceremony. We just like a new year.
Okay.
Yeah, people were singing it together, yeah.
And you're going to play the piano this time, Nick, which is absolutely not a Chinese instrument.
No, it's not, but you'd think so because every Chinese person I know plays the piano.
Yes,
but,
it's becoming a Chinese instrument.
I work as an accompanist, so I enjoy playing for Karina as a wonderful soprano, and so she selected this song for us, which actually has its origins in the Miao ethnic minority in China.
Okay.
And so that's why I'm very proud that we have pieces like this in the program.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Miao ethnic minority is where in China?
South China, Yunnan, all the provinces in the south, and also Vietnam, Laos,
okay.
and America now, and France and Australia.
Well, so of course. Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much indeed, all of you, for coming in, and Happy New Year to you all. And let's hear this song, which is going to be sung by Karina, and Nick is playing the piano.
唱喜歌，唱不尽今朝好心情。